Listen.
Hello?
We go out, we hit people in the mouth.
You play to win the game.
Next fan up.
I want winners.
Featuring Pod Vader and the super fans.
But they are who we thought they were.
Hello and welcome to this very special edition of the Next Fan Up podcast. I am Pod Vader. I am joined by my son, Zachary Soda Pop Soderberg, here on our seventh annual New England Patriots training camp trip and our observations from training camp. Now, the beauty of this show is not only are we going to give you a player from the Patriots that we are watching, I'm going to give you a player from the Saints that we are also going to watch this season, because this was our first ever joint practice. The New England Patriots and the New Orleans Saints holding joint practices up in Foxborough. We learned today this was apparently the fourth straight year these two teams have held joint practices. The first time that we've ever attended one, though, up in Foxborough. Soda Pop, what'd you think? How was your day in Foxborough today?
It was pretty good. I enjoyed watching the Patriots play. I also enjoyed getting the autographs.
I know, that's his favorite part. At the end of practice, at the end of the camp, the players will go around and sign autographs. Today it was a defensive day, and the boy brought in five autographs, which is the most he's ever gotten, two of them by starters. Do you want the honors of saying the names of the players you got?
The two starters I got was Dante Hightower and Devin McCourty.
Did you really just do a drum roll?
Oh, yeah, I did.
Oh, my God. Last year, you were pumping up the Zach the All-Star YouTube account. Now you're a showman? What? Who are you? You are not my son.
I'm not your son because I'm better than you.
All right. On that note, let's get down to some of the observations. First of all, there were two major injuries for the Patriots today. One, they may have dodged a bullet. We don't know. You know, the Patriots, when it comes to injuries, they're very mysterious. Julian Edelman had come off the PUP this weekend, and apparently in one-on-one drills. Now, we weren't able to see this because the Patriots' offense was working mostly on the opposite field. There are two fields at the Patriots camp. They were working on the opposite field. We were watching mostly the Patriots defense versus the Saints offense. And we'll get to that in just a moment. But Julian Edelman came off the practice field, apparently re-injuring his left foot, my left foot. There's some concern. Now, some reports are saying that initial exams have it that the Patriots have dodged a bullet with this and that he's going to be okay. And he may even practice tomorrow. We'll have to wait and see. But Julian Edelman gets hurt. Soda Pop, your reaction?
It's tragic, but it's not really. But I have a feeling that he will be back at camp tomorrow, so it's not tragic.
Do you have an insider with the Patriots that all of a sudden you're letting everyone know Julian Edelman will be back at practice on Wednesday?
I can't confirm that, but that is my opinion.
All right. Based on absolutely nothing, ladies and gentlemen, that is my son. The second injury at Patriots training camp, and again, I missed this, but Rob Ninkovich, the starting defensive end for the New England Patriots, left camp. This one sounds a little bit more serious. He will have an MRI to check out his triceps. He may have torn his triceps. This would be a pretty big loss. Now, the one place that the Patriots do tend to have some depth in this camp is that defensive line. Soda Pop, your reaction? Rob Ninkovich, the lunch pail man, baby Vrabel.
Yeah, it's not a good injury, but we have a lot of depth there, so I believe that it shouldn't be that big of a problem, even though it is a starter we are losing. But we should be pretty good at that position.
All right, so there you go. Out of the mouths of babes, even though he's 12 years old. Almost a teenager, for crying out loud. A teenager who's taller than me. Not that it took a lot. Anyway, moving on. Talking about that Patriots first defense, they got owned today.
Yes.
Drew Brees and the Saints offense owned the Patriots DBs. Malcolm Mitchell got beat by Brandon Cooks, quite a number of times.
Malcolm Mitchell's a wide receiver.
I'm sorry. There's too many Malcolms on the Patriots. Malcolm Butler, the Super Bowl hero, got owned by Brandon Cooks. Malcolm Mitchell, I did see him make one pretty decent catch over on the other side of the field
Malcolm
once.
Malcolm Butler.
No, Malcolm Mitchell, the wide receiver. I saw him make a good catch.
Oh, sorry.
Stop. Again, perhaps if you knew my... where I used to work, you'd say, yep, that's definitely Pod Vader's son. Anyway, Malcolm Butler, owned by Brandon Cooks. The other receiver, starting outside receiver for the Saints, Brandon Coleman. That dude didn't do much today during training camp, but he is a physical freak. He was noticeably taller than pretty much anyone else on that football field, and super skinny. So he's listed at 6'6". And I would say that's about right, which is the same height as Rob Gronkowski. But Gronk is noticeably bigger.
Muscular.
Muscular. Good word. Gronk is noticeably more muscular than Brandon Coleman. So, but Coleman is a physical freak. He is going to make some catches. Now, he had an opportunity a couple times with some high balls that he could only reach because Malcolm Butler... the cornerback, I believe, is only 5'10 or 5'11. So there's a definite mismatch there. So that will be fun to watch for the Saints. All right, Soda Pop?
What?
I thought you were gesturing that you wanted to make us...
Malcolm Butler is 5'11.
All right. This podcast has gone off the rails real quick. Now... the one Saints player that I will tell you right now that you're going to want to get in fantasy, Willie Snead. He is the slot receiver, long blonde Troy Polamalu-like hair. I did hear a couple of fans make a joke that perhaps the next Head and Shoulders commercial will go to Willie Snead. That kid caught everything. And he was owned, and I mentioned how the Saints offense owned the Patriots. Willie Snead was the guy that was making the Patriots pay on pretty much every single play. So I would watch that guy like a hawk, and I would definitely take a flyer on him as a guy you're going to want on your fantasy team. So that's my Saints player. Do you agree with that assessment there, Soda Pop?
Yeah, I agree.
All right, I'm glad I'm looking for... a 12-year-old's assurance on my picks. Now, when we did see the Patriots offense versus the Saints defense, I didn't really notice a lot of pop in anything that they were really doing.
I did notice a standout, though.
Oh, Soda Pop noticed a standout. We'll get to your standout in just a moment. Let me set the stage for the crowd, Soda Pop. So, they came out. They did a few things. Gronk dropped a couple of passes. He and a couple that were thrown by Garoppolo. Perfectly placed passes. They would be tough catches, but you expect Gronk to make those catches. You know, the old saying goes, as a professional wide receiver, the ball hits your hands, you better catch the ball. Ball hit Gronk in both hands squarely, and he dropped the ball. There were a lot of drops out there today by the Patriots receivers. Would you agree with that assessment?
Yes, I would.
All right. Excellent. So now, before I give you my player on the Patriots that you're going to want to watch, I have a feeling Soda Pop's going to steal my pop here. Let's see what Soda Pop's recommendation is.
Well, I actually have a defense and offensive standout here.
All right. Well, in fantasy, no one really cares about defense.
Okay. My offensive standout for today was Tyler Gaffney.
Cheap pop. Yeah, you stole my heat, kid. Tyler Gaffney is the guy I'm going to recommend all you fantasy owners keep an eye on. Take a late round flyer on this guy. He was running the rock with the first team. And by the way, I'm not the first person to say this. I'm watching and listening to everything that's coming out of Patriots training camp. And he's been working with the first team quite a bit. And today he had a couple of really nice runs behind a very makeshift offensive line. I think I counted maybe one real starter on the offensive line today. And they were mixing and matching guys trying to find that starting five. But I didn't see Nate Solder out there, and I didn't see Sebastian Vollmer out there. And, of course, Brian Stork has been held out. There was a report that he may have had a concussion. So we're talking about David Andrews. We're talking about this Joe Tooney guy. He's been getting a lot of press. I wanted to watch and see what he did, but again, we didn't get to see the Patriots offense all that much today. Marcus Cannon was working at right tackle. Ladrian Waddle was working at left tackle. So it was really a mix. Brady got quote unquote sacked twice today behind this makeshift offensive line. And we know the Saints defense, it ain't all that good. Right? Would you say, would that be fair, Soda Pop?
Yeah, it would be fair.
All right. Those were our observations from Patriots training camp. Hopefully you enjoyed it. If you did, or even if you didn't, send us an email, nextfanup@gmail.com. You can always tweet us, the Next Fan Up Twitter, at NFU Podcast. You can tweet me, at The Real Pod Vader. Soda Pop, how can people get in touch with you?
No way at all.
Exactly, because he's 12 years old. So if you want to get in touch with him, send us an email, nextfanup@gmail.com. And, of course, check out our Facebook page. All of our previews, the guys that you're going to want to watch, who our superfans believe, basically what our superfans are watching for in each and every preseason game, we'll be posting those on our Facebook page by Thursday at the latest. So you'll want to check out our Facebook page, facebook.com/NFU podcast. And of course, coming up again on Thursday, I'll be previewing all the preseason games along with a number of our super fans. So you'll be looking forward to a Thursday podcast from the Next Fan Up folks. We've got a lot of good things coming for you this season. A lot of new things, a lot of old things. But we're really excited to be bringing you more Next Fan Up podcasts. And with that, I leave you with Soda Pop saying something.
And there you have it.
And here's Jeff Fisher.
Well, I think we learned today that, this game is four quarters long.